All right, guys, so yes,
welcome
like
everybody to the show.
I'm trying to introduce the show. Okay, so today is Heroes Against Humanity. The rules are going to be very simple. They're both going to have to name a superhero, and then I will name a power, and they have to explain how their superhero would use the power.
I am jealous of like your whole, see, I'm trying to get in shape, and you're just like, look at me. I'm Gary, and
I
am in shape.
That's what I was trying to do.
I look at me.
So for the first two rounds, we're going to have
man.
Rob versus Gary. Then we'll have Houston versus Dan. And the winners of those two rounds will be the finale. The first couple of rounds will have normal powers. The finale will be the weird ones.
Ooh, weird ones.
Yes.
Which is just kind of crazy because comic books are weird enough already.
I know. Okay, so Rob, why don't you introduce yourself to the glorious people out here in the game show world?
I am Rob. I run a channel called Comics Explained. I've been reading Marvel Comics for 22 years. I know a pretty good amount of stuff.
Yeah.
And you are Mr. Ripped?
I am far from ripped.
Look at me, dude. Flex those muscles.
I'm not
flex
ripped,
those
I'm more like folded. I am Gary.
The camera guy.
The camera guy.
Yeah.
And my exposure to comic books actually is limited to cartoons and movies.
No, those aren't really comic books. Those are cartoons and movies.
That's my point.
I hope you guys enjoy our new game show. But yeah. In theory, if you do enjoy it, let us know in the comments down below. We may try to structure it better. This may be how it goes forever. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We might do this like once a month, though.
This is going to be awesome.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Ripped. We need code names. What's your code names?
Oh, we could have code names?
Yeah, you can have code names.
My code name is Tiny.
Tiny? Okay. It's Tiny versus...
Tiny versus... Cockside.
No! His last name is Cox? Is Gary Cox? I'm just throwing that out there.
It's Cockside now.
Tiny versus Cockside. Here we go.
Cockside.
All right, Cockside.
Yeah.
All right.
Why would you pick Cockside?
Okay.
It's a family nickname. Man, my last name.
That is not a family nickname. That is a nickname from our Twitch chat at twitch.tv.
Cockside. Cockside is a family nickname.
Cockside?
Cockside, as in plural.
How did...
Multiple Coxes.
I like Cockside better. Multiple Coxes. All right.
Okay.
Oh,
my
Gary.
My name makes things inappropriate.
It does. Okay. Look at all these cocks in this house.
Yes.
So many cocks have gathered
today. Yeah.
We come today at the House of Cox.
Yes.
To celebrate dinner and things.
Yeah.
Food. Cox dinner?
Cox dinner.
Cox family dinner.
Would you like to go over the cocks and have
dinner? All right, guys. All right. We're going to decide. I will decide who the winners are. That's how we're going to have to handle this. I will take some suggestions from our Twitch chat, but I'll decide who the winners are based upon how good you guys can pitch this to me.
Okay. How much you like this.
So you are each going to give me a superhero on the count of three. You're going to name them both simultaneously.
Okay.
All right.
Then I will give you a power, and you have to pitch to me how your superhero uses this power. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So three, two, my fingers don't even match, one, go.
Hal
Green
Jordan.
Lantern.
Oh. You both said.
Wow.
Invisibility. Okay. I'm given real powers to begin with.
Okay, invisibility. Well, we both does it
okay.
Count?
Which Green Lantern? Because there's like four Green Lanterns. There's Kyle Rayner, Hal Jordan, John Stewart.
We're gonna mulligan round one. Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right. I'll give it to him power too.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Superman. Batman.
Water breathing.
Ooh. Batman that can breathe underwater. Yeah. Are you serious?
Without an apparatus.
He's got prep time. Okay, Batman able to breathe underwater. Are we just saying like what things we would do?
Yeah, like what could you do with this?
He would kill Aquaman. Because
that would be your first story?
First thing, it'd be like Batman kills Aquaman. Like, why, Batman? Why'd you do this? It's like, because it's Aquaman. Do we really need a guy on the Justice League who can talk to fish? At the end of the day,
I mean,
really
I can breathe underwater. I'm fine. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I'm Batman. I can do all kinds of stuff. Like Aquaman, you know, it's nice knowing you, but, you know, at the end of the day, you're a superhero named after fish sticks. You gotta go. And then that's it.
Have you considered after that you just sticks. Basically made Batman the Drowned? Even by killing Aquaman?
Son of a...
Scott
Snyder, man.
He wouldn't do that.
Scott Snyder and his damn Dark Knight's metal.
Yeah.
Son of a...
He wouldn't do that.
Yeah, he wouldn't. In my story, he'll do that.
Well, she did that. Okay.
Yeah, she did that.
All right, so you had Superman with water breathing.
Yeah. Can't he already not like breathe underwater, but he wouldn't
basically
he can hold his
anyway?
Breath, yeah.
So by default, since Gary basically invented it, so this is the new rule. If you end up naming a superhero and the power doesn't work, you lose. So I guess we got to give it to Rob for Batman the Drowned.
No, he can breathe underwater.
Then pitch it to me.
Okay.
You got to pitch it to me.
You know who Superman is, right?
Yes, I know who Superman is. okay, so the only thing I can think of, he would just like be working double time because there would be high demand for Superman to like help in Atlantis and stuff.
You come to this with such logistical way of thinking about things.
I'm going to give it to Rob because he pretty much invented a superhero and a story that already happened.
Yeah, okay. I actually didn't even think about that.
Okay. All right, ready?
There is a version of Batman who basically becomes an evil Aquaman, and just like wipes out the entire surface world and kills all the superheroes.
Okay, I got a more unique superpower. Let's see if Rob ends up picking another superhero that exists. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Aunt May.
Doctor Strange.
Time travel.
Who'd you say?
I said Aunt May.
Aunt May.
With time travel?
Aunt May with time travel.
Okay, this would be the most tragic story ever.
Okay.
Okay. Aunt May knows that Uncle Ben's dead.
Yeah.
All right. But she hasn't yet figured out that Peter Parker's the reason why. All right.
Ooh.
Aunt May goes back in time to see why, like how
a
Uncle Ben died.
Family drama.
This is like she goes back in time, and she doesn't intervene. She goes back in time. She wants to see how her husband, how Uncle Ben died, and she sees that Peter Parker just let the robber run by.
Ooh.
And she's like, Peter, how could you? Like, and she's just heartbroken and disappointed.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she's like, this is crazy. She goes back to the modern day, and then because this is Aunt May being played by Marissa Tomei. And because Tom Holland wouldn't like it, she's just nailing the shit out of Tony Stark. She's like, whatever, man. She's like,
wow!
She's like, we're gonna be going ham. You know,
Heroes Against Humanity. Heroes Against Humanity is not safe for work.
Oh, it's not. Yeah,
no,
it's
not. Man, not it is.
I didn't think about it. I kept thinking this is R&B.
My last name isn't safe for work.
Yes, it's true.
I kept thinking this is R&B.
All right, Gary, he can't technically time travel.
Okay, well, okay, he can't. Yeah, he can manipulate time.
You've given him a full
he
ability
can actually time travel
to open a portal.
Yes,
and time travel.
Yes.
What would he do with that?
Probably strange things.
Yes. I think, honestly, I see Dr. Strange like making a list of
checking
all
his
the, like checking, yes. Yes, he becomes Santa Claus.
I want to read that story.
Yes.
Strange-a-Claus.
Strange-a-Claus.
This is not gonna work.
Seriously though. Okay, so he would look into the future and he would just like analyze time itself. And he would travel back in time and make sure all like the worst things that have already happened and will happen in the future don't happen.
Okay.
So he would rewrite history in a way that doesn't actually affect the timeline negatively.
Ooh, see that? Because he can analyze it. Okay. I'm gonna have to give this one to Gary.
Yeah, I'll give it to Gary.
Yeah, I gotta give this one to Gary.
I was waiting for the caveat because all right, Gary, it's one thing because if it ends with like, well, he just fixed everything and now the world's nice, see, that's not fun to me. I want to see like he goes back to the modern day and realizes he screwed up catastrophically and like the world's
probably
disarray
true. Yeah.
And like New York doesn't exist and like Captain America is like evil, you know, like that would be cool.
He would just do his homework. He would just make sure like he would analyze time and all those different variables.
Eliminate all the things that would negatively impact the time stream.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if he finds out he's something that negatively impacted the time?
Yeah.
Space?
Well, interesting.
Does he undo himself? He stops himself.
I think he would stop himself from doing any of it, and he would just have this ability that he just never.
He'd
uses.
Be in a loop.
Yeah.
Huh.
That'd be cool.
He'd be in a reverse loop. Flash.
I think the Aunt May one's nice. This was
no. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll go with that one. Yeah.
All right. So we got 1-1. Ready?
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Captain America.
Night vision.
Catwoman with night vision. Ooh.
Oh, okay. You win.
doesn't she already kind of win. I mean.
Not in the comics, she doesn't have night vision.
No,
but you win.
Okay.
Right. I'm not even going to try. Like, I'm not even.
Okay, so what'd you say?
Captain America.
With
he'd,
night
he'd be,
vision.
He'd be just as crappy as he is now.
Well, I think he would basically become like Solid Snake.
No, he would.
I can see that.
No. He would be crap. He'd be just crap.
Gary, take the win, Gary. Take the win.
I'm taking the win. I just think Captain America with night vision.
It's Captain America, man. Shy of making him a Hydra agent, there's nothing you can do to make him cool. It's Captain America.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
He would just have night vision.
3, 2, 1.
Galactus.
Batman.
Telepathy.
Galactus already has telepathy.
Batman with telepathy.
Gary's getting all the cool choices.
Yeah.
Batman with telepathy.
I don't think Galactus has telepathy. To move things with his mind?
That's telekinesis.
Oh, read minds? When has he ever displayed that he can read minds?
A cosmic entity.
Right, no.
With the power to travel
around
the cosmos.
You're assuming, though. So now definitively give me a story where he can read minds fully.
Every story with the Silver Surfer?
No, he hasn't done that. If he knew that, he wouldn't know what half of the Silver Surfer's done.
He does that in the Galactus trilogy when Silver Surfer turns against him.
He can see it coming?
Yeah. It wasn't supposed to happen, but no, he's got telepathy.
Yeah.
Galactus has telepathy, man.
Okay.
What would Batman with telepathy do?
Well, I think crime in Gotham would essentially stop if all the if all the criminals knew that he had telepathy and he could just read their minds. He knows what they're going to be up to. But there's a caveat. We like that word around here. He would not read the Joker's mind. That is the one place he would not go.
No, I would want
to. I'm giving the point to Rob on that one.
Really?
Because you just took the power, made it cool, and ruined it.
Yeah.
What?
No. I would
jump headfirst into that rabbit hole. I'd be like, oh, dude, I'd roll up my sleeves.
Batman,
I'd be like,
Batman makes.
I'd be like, man, be like, let's go.
I know Galactus already has telepathy, but I mean, even the Silver Surfer thing, you lost your own point.
I'm
the judge. I can decide.
See, I don't think he would do it. I think he knows it wouldn't be safe.
Gary, you got to take the plunge, man. It should have been like, what you should have said is, like, the final person's mind he reads is the Joker, and then it drives him insane.
Okay, ready?
Batman goes crazy.
3, 2, 1.
Wonder Woman.
Dragonborn shout.
I didn't say
yes! I got this! Boost Road! Dude, no, that would be so beast.
Wait, give me a superhero! Go!
Okay,
3, 2, 1.
Wolverine with a Dragonborn shout?
Yeah.
Wonder Woman gets it.
I don't know, man.
Dude, could you imagine how badass that would be? Wonder Woman?
Don't get in a fight with her.
I'll
make her yell at you.
Yeah, she'll pound on you like a side of beef and then do the little thing and scream at you and blow your head off.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Plus, I mean, Wolverine doesn't really yell. He's not much of a yeller.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you just talk yourself out of winning this round?
Yeah. I suppose I did.
You didn't even try to fight.
I'm a realist, I guess.
Wolverine or Wonder Woman, in my opinion, could make amazing Dragonborns.
Yeah, they
that's
could.
True. Wolverine would be an amazing
That's
Dragonborn.
What I'm saying!
Yeah.
And you're like,
yes.
My guy doesn't yell that much.
He would take a cigar out and just be like, Fusroda. And then he wouldn't even yell it. He wouldn't have to yell it.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
He's Wolverine. He does whatever he wants.
Be like Black Bolt.
What would you do? What would you do with Wonder Woman and the Fusroda?
Actually, okay, can I modify an existing story?
Okay.
Okay. I would do the story Hikatea, but she would have the Fusroda when she used it against Batman. When she fought Batman.
And just blasted him
away. Just beat the hell out of him. Just because in the story, she beat the hell out of Batman. So, you never read Hikatea, did you?
No.
Okay, so in the Wonder Woman mythology, there's this thing called a vow of Hikatea. Mm-hmm. And it's when a person approaches you and says, like, I offer myself to you for, whatever it is, to keep them safe and so on and so forth. If you reject it, like, the fates will kill you. Mm. So Wonder Woman has to accept it. And if you accept it, you have to treat them with respect. You can't abuse them. And so Wonder Woman accepts this girl, and then you end up finding out she's a murderer from Gotham. So Batman shows up, and he's like, hand the girl over. And Wonder Woman beats the shit out of Batman. She's like, get the hell out of here.
But you'd add the Dragonborn shout.
I would add the Dragonborn shout to it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I got to
give
it to
get out.
Yeah, just
would
scream.
Have no choice.
See Batman just fly out. Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to give it to Rob.
Okay.
Two reasons. One, I liked his last story. And two,
you
pretty much were hopeless in this because Rob's comics explained and the fans are just going to want him to go to round 2.
It's true.
I mean, I guess.
Except now they'll vote for me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And now, if you think I chose wrong, in the comments down below, hashtag Gary was right.
Hashtag Gary was right.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even realize we were turning into like a tournament style system. Huh.
We're turning into what system?
A tournament style system.
Yeah, we are. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And once we're done with all of this, whoever the winners are, I'm going to put into like the Hunger Games and we'll rip off that idea.
Do we get a plaque if we win?
Well, no, like a little trophy. Thanks for participating. I didn't even get
I don't know which one of y'all are going next, man, but good luck.
All right, it's time to bring on
trophy,
my next
man.
Two guests. My next two guests are Dan and Houston.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Gary. The consolation prize?
It's a fake cup of coffee.
That cup of coffee. Welcome to round 2. Of Heroes Against Humanity. My guests today are... Give me your code names.
Oh, goodness. I believe I'm Danos, according to chat.
Danos?
And after Cockside, I feel like it's very, very appropriate.
Okay, and what is your name, Mr. Hines?
Ketchup.
Ketchup versus
They call me Ketchup.
They call me Ketchup, that's...
All right, I'm not going to explain how the game works again. You both were conveniently watching off stream.
I wasn't there. There's nothing back there.
Yeah.
So
it's a void.
It's a black
Let's just
hole.
Get into it. 3, 2, 1.
Honey Badger.
Superhuman speed.
Oh, he's a squirrel. It's gonna be great.
Well, don't squirrels already have? I mean,
he's
let's
not superhuman though. He's a squirrel. But now he's running like a human. So like the Flash. Like now he's got a Green Lantern ring and the Speed Force, basically.
Okay.
Like he's gonna get all the nuts because he's a squirrel. He's okay. Never going to get hit by that truck now either because he's a squirrel with superhuman speed.
When was he hit by a truck?
He almost gets hit by a truck.
But what story are you reading?
I don't know. I saw it on the wiki when I looked up who Chip was because I thought Chip was cool because he's a squirrel.
Oh, my God.
What do you got?
Honey Badger. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Superhuman speed with a girl who's kind of a jokester but also has claws and doesn't feel pain.
Yeah, but...
So she literally just runs around... stabbing people, except it's Gabby, so let's be honest, she would run around and like cut people's belts off so their pants would fall down and she would just run away and start giggling with Deadpool.
It's true, you have a good point, but Chip's a squirrel with superhuman speed. He's gonna look super cute doing anything.
Have you seen Honey Badger?
Yeah, have you seen?
She's pretty cute too.
Have you seen Chip?
I have.
I'm gonna give this point to Houston because I like the Green Lanterns. Well, more than Honey Badger, so.
How can you?
I mean, I'm pretty much God here, so.
So pretty much just decide a Green Lantern and we win? Is that how it's gonna go? Okay.
No, just don't pick an X-Men.
3, 2, 1.
Deadpool.
Red Lantern, Guy Gardner.
Shoots out little Superman out of his hands.
Oh my God.
They're filled with rage. So just a bunch of these little super angry napalm spewing Supermen getting shot in your face. And you're just like, oh my gosh, napalm in my face.
Okay, it's Deadpool shooting little Superman out of his hand. Do you know the jokes that are gonna be made? Imagine when he gets his baby hands and he's shooting little Superman. Pew, 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 pew.
I'm still saying Guy Gardner, rage Superman. I mean,
quip.
Let's be honest.
Deadpool with the quips being
But Guy
like
Gardner is also a pretty funny guy at times.
Faster than a speeding bullet, shooting them out of his hands. He's going to be all
See,
over that.
See, but here's
he's
the also...
And then he's going to shoot them
here's
through
the concern
people because
with
it's
yours.
Deadpool.
He technically wouldn't be shooting anything. He's Marvel.
Yeah.
Shut down.
No, have you read Deadpool? He shoots
yes.
a lot of people.
All right, well, this one I have thrown up to the chat, and they have decided Danos is the winner of the second round.
Yes.
1-1. I probably should think of another power.
Okay, hold on. I got to think.
3, 2, 1.
Deathstroke.
Red Lantern, Supergirl.
Wall crawling.
Oh, my gosh. Wall crawling, Deathstroke. Okay, I understand, though. Well, first off, that would be a pointless power for Supergirl. She can fly.
Yeah,
but could you imagine just you're looking around, you're like, okay, I'm a villain or I'm a good guy. Either way, I'm an assassination target. And you look up and Deathstroke is just crawling up the side of a building and then jumps off and stabs you in the face.
So he's Deadpool.
Since when can Deadpool climb a wall?
Since he works with Spider-Man, and Spider-Man lets him on the walls with him.
He does. He hangs on his back.
He does.
Okay, but that's not wall crawling.
It pretty much is.
That's wall back
it's
crawling.
With help. I mean, yeah, Supergirl could fly, but imagine if she could fly towards a wall and then stick to it, and then shoot her laser beams
but
down
she,
at you from the
would,
wall.
She would literally just
hover.
Go there and hover.
She would just hover.
Why would
Why
she want to hover when
she can
fall
already
on a wall?
Fly? And now she's a Red Lantern that can fly.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
she's six to walls?
Exactly. So she's shooting napalm from her eyes on the wall. It's scary.
But she's still just floating there.
No, she's on the wall. She's not floating.
I mean,
she has wall crawling powers now.
Deathstroke, his being such a great tactician that he is, he would manipulate using wall crawling to his greatest ability to be able to create such cover that people would not expect him to be there.
All right, what's the next one? Dan wins.
Yes, they said it as well.
I know they said it. Dan yeah. was, there was nothing I could do to win that
you
one.
You had no way to
I
win that one.
I had Supergirl.
No. Yeah, I know.
Why did I pick Supergirl? I don't even like the Super
Three,
family.
3, 2, 1.
Aquaman.
Damian Wayne.
Spider-Sense.
Aquaman with spider sense
he
and also
already has fish sense. It's the same damn thing.
But that gives him fish sense in the water, spider sense on ground. He actually has a purpose outside of the water.
No, he doesn't.
Let's be honest. He's got a trident or his hook hand, depending on what continuity we're
in. Well, it's going to be the hook
hand. And he literally just, yeah, let's be honest, it's way cooler.
It's got to be the hook
hand. And he's got the spider sense, so anyone who comes around and is like, he has the spider sense to go, they're going to make a fish talking joke. And turns around and stabs him in the throat. So they can't make a fish talk joke.
Okay. Now we got the greatest, one of the greatest kids who has been trained by not only the League of Assassins, but also Batman. And now he has spider sense. You know, like the old fashioned Batman punch? He's going to be able to do that all the time.
He kind of already has it though.
Yeah, but not
it's
really.
It's Damian Wayne.
I know it's Damian Wayne. And now he has spider sense. So he's unstoppable.
See, I still think Aquaman giving him a purpose outside of water kind of.
Damian Wayne doesn't really have a purpose right now either, except to be the. Except to be the crybaby of the Teen Titans.
He's kind of right there.
I know, but he's kind of.
I gotta say,
Judge's favorite character.
Danos, he is one of my favorite characters, and you really can't redeem. I mean, I love Aquaman, but I'm sorry. Giving him spider sense doesn't help.
I still think it does.
I'm going 2-2 now. 2-2. Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right, I got this last one. 3.
Hold on. Wait, okay.
2-1.
Darth Vader.
The ability to take off their limbs and throw them like grenades.
Oh my gosh! Jean Grey takes off her limb. Uses her telekinesis, pretty much throws it wherever she wants so it explodes.
Okay.
It explodes. I guess in a way her we did the same thing because you can force
her
it.
Limb explodes. Okay, Darth Vader is already a machine.
To be fair.
His limb will explode.
Okay.
And then he'll get a new one.
But guess
so
what?
So he has unlimited ammo.
Technically, it's not
dead.
A limb.
It is.
Technically, a limb would be a physical part of their body and not a machine.
No.
That would be a robotic.
So now you're just saying people who have prosthetic legs don't have limbs.
You know what, technically?
So you're just.
I'm not saying.
I'm going to stop Dan there and give this to Houston. I'm just. Before you go down.
Okay, let me.
There's no way to redeem this and make you sound okay. I'm just.
Why do they get prosthetic limbs?
I'm just. Okay, you want to keep going? I mean.
I'm just saying, Jean Grey, telepath, being able to control where her things are going, manipulating the minds of other people so they don't know what they're seeing.
I'm just saying, Jean Grey. You said Jean Grey. You yes. didn't say Dark Phoenix.
Okay, but it's Jean Grey. Okay. Are you aware who Jean Grey is?
Yeah, she doesn't kill.
It's Jean Grey.
Darth Vader. She can still.
We so never said this requires them to kill people.
It's your their you limbs are blowing.
How many
throw
times?
Throw a limb at somebody that blows up. Are they going to die?
You
yes.
can, but you don't have to technically throw it at them. You can use it as a very tactical thing to destroy nearby things. Because let's be honest, X-Men destroy property. All the time, and
honest,
it falls upon people.
Superheroes destroy property all the time.
Exactly.
Darth Vader is now throwing his limbs. He's going to be unstoppable.
Tossed up on this one. I'm throwing it to our Twitch chat because we stream this live over on twitch.tv/eligiblemonster on Thursdays when we stream basically all the weird stuff. They're giving it to Ketchup, Dan.
Good luck facing Raw.
Yeah, we were both destined for failure at the end of this anyway. So I just wanted to make it to the next round. And we're the
well,
best
good
two
luck.
People to Dan, argue
with here's
each
your
other.
Consolation prize.
Delicious.
And we are now on to our last round in which we pull out the weird powers, the weirdest ones that I can think of. They have to make it work. Okay?
Okay.
Are you guys ready? We have once again Houston, aka Ketchup, mm-hmm. versus Rob, aka Tiny.
Why are you? You chose Ketchup?
I sure did.
Why did you choose Ketchup as
Why
the name?
Why do you think I chose Ketchup as the name?
Ketchup.
I embrace the
okay,
Ketchup.
Okay, can I change my nickname?
I mean, sure. I mean.
Okay, I want mine to be Mustard.
I love it.
Ketchup versus Mustard for the finale.
Ketchup versus Mustard.
Ketchup versus Mustard. All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Thanos.
Dog wielding to your face.
Wait, what?
Dog? Oh, a dog welded to my face?
Like, there's a dog.
There's a superhero that can wield dogs to people's faces.
Oh. That's what he does. It's oh, God, I can't remember what they were called.
Who'd you pick?
Thanos.
Oh, man.
Thanos can now wield dogs.
Thanos with a dog. No, Thanos with a dog welded to his face. Okay. Thanos with a dog welded to his face. All right, as we know from...
No, he welds dogs to people's faces.
He welds dogs to people's faces. As we know from one of Thanos' most recent stories, one of his most vindictive acts was to help an old lady cross the street, which stopped another lady from basically making the world a better place. So we know Thanos is willing to do small and petty things, if for no other reason than to just be mean. All right.
Okay.
So, here's what Thanos would do.
Okay.
Thanos would launch an attack against Earth, right?
Yeah.
Now,
and just wield dogs to people's faces?
That's what he does. He does that all the time.
I swear to God.
Better than that,
I swear to God, Houston.
I'm not going to go down as easy as Gary.
I swear to God, Houston.
Yeah, I've never met anyone who gets on a game show and is like, yeah, I failed.
I'm going to fight till the end.
I'm a failure. You win, Rob.
Wow.
That's what Gary did. You were there.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You were in that seat.
I was there when it happened. Yeah. Thanos would have, like, so Thanos would show up on Earth, right?
Okay.
He would attack the Earth superhero.
For like the 800th time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. He would attack the Earth superhero.
Okay.
All right. But what he would do is he would defeat all the Earth superheroes.
Okay, again.
And then weld, you know, dogs to their faces. But he wouldn't stop there.
Of course he wouldn't. He's Thanos.
All right, what he would do is he would sick the Earth superheroes on little children and terrify them at night.
Oh, that's a good twist.
Yeah.
All right, sell me on Masked Man.
I mean, Masked Man, he doesn't need a cell
you
phone
lose.
Anymore. No. Hear me out. Masked Man, he's now ready to take on Earth's greatest villains. Mainly...
Because he doesn't have a cell phone anymore.
He doesn't need a cell phone. He can weld dogs to people's faces.
What does that
first
have,
thing
what does
he's
that have to do,
do
with needing a cell phone?
Because he used to have to call people because he's not a real superhero. He's a real superhero now.
And that's defined by welding dogs to
people's
faces.
And that's defined by having a superpower of welding dogs to people's faces. His first act is going to be to save comics tonight from the tyranny of the Rob Corps.
Oh.
He's going to find all of the Rob Corps and weld dogs to their faces and take all of their rings as trophies and hang them on the set of comics tonight.
Damn.
God damn, it's cold-blooded. All right,
so is going after children.
It worked for Monsters, Inc. All right.
I want to give this one to Masked Man because you stole your plot from Monsters, Inc.
No, I didn't steal it from Monsters, Inc. All right, as the current owner of the whole thing that we have going on right now, I am deducting a point from you for using the Rob Corps as a weapon.
This isn't
this is not Comics Tonight.
All right, I'm gonna give this one to Ketchup. I'm sorry, Mustard. You have to take a loss for this one.
Oh my God.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Bloodshot.
Iron Man.
Throw a giant batarang that you ride and spin around to your objective.
Oh, okay. 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 Iron Man would do this.
All right. What?
Iron Man does it in a suit already.
No, he doesn't need a batarang. No. All right. This is the Iron Man Mark 62. All right. Okay. Tony Stark summons it, and it comes in the form of a giant batarang.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. Tony Stark can only summon it when he's in a drunken stupor.
So always.
So he's currently intoxicated out of his mind. All right. Tony Stark's totally wasted. All right. What he's gonna do is in this story he's gonna summon the Mark 60 whatever. All right, it's gonna come flying out of his batarang. He's gonna jump on it and he's gonna ride around the city of New York, start tearing stuff up. And it's just gonna be a party.
So
it's gonna be amazing.
You made Tony Stark a villain.
No, I made him a hero.
He's
a hero.
He said he's gonna go around shooting stuff up.
Yeah, he's a hero we need, but not the one we deserve.
No, I don't think he is.
Yeah, he is.
He's causing damage and destruction.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta tear down the house to build a better one. So. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few
Well, Bloodshot, I mean, he already does pretty much shooting all this stuff. So now he has a badass vehicle to do his bidding. So he throws his batarang. He jumps on it, and he just, two guns in his hands, just shooting down on the bad guys. I mean, movie.
I like mine better if Tony Stark just flying around.
There's gonna be explosions. He's gonna throw grenades. It's gonna be like, there's gonna be explosions behind him. He's not gonna look at him because he's a cool guy. Cool guys don't look at explosions. And It's just gonna go, it's gonna be crazy.
Imagine this, man. Tony Stark flying around the city of New York on a giant boomerang thing made out of an Iron Man suit.
With a
glass of scotch in his hand, just rambling on about nonsense, taking sips every once in a while. See, Gary knows what's up. It's hilarious.
All right, you won this round.
I did win this
round.
1-1. 1-1.
Okay, are you ready?
I was born ready.
3, 2, 1.
Harley Quinn.
Masked Man.
Ten-Eyed Man. The ability to have an eyeball in each one of your fingers.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh.
Masked Man.
You can't take the one
he
I already
did.
Used.
Yeah, I there's
did.
No rule against it.
I know,
just did.
But that's just low, man.
Masked Man. With eyes in each hand.
No, eyeballs on each finger.
Eyeballs on each finger. Whew. Well, first of all, Masked Man would fully be able to adopt his mantle. A mask on his head.
Full mask?
Full mask. All right. Now, he would be a guy that would be just made of nightmares.
He would be.
He'd be a guy made of nightmares. That's exactly it. He'd be a guy made of nightmares. All right. Masked Man would cast aside his idea of being a superhero. And he would say, you know what? I'm going to be a villain. I'm going to be a horrible, horrible villain.
Okay. All right.
But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to like wait in dark alleys. I'm just going to hang around like in really shadowy areas like New York. You know,
okay.
And stuff like that. When people walk by, I'm just going to jump out at them.
So now you're stealing the plot of Ah, Real Monsters.
No.
You're just stealing, like, you're just taking things now.
I am not stealing the plot of Ah, Real Monsters.
They hide in dark alleys and jump out of people to scare them.
No, the whole plot of Ah, Real Monsters is to
scare people.
No, it's to make the headmaster look bad.
It's to scare people.
No, the plot is to make the headmaster look bad because he's kind of a dick.
All right, Houston, what do you got?
I got Harley Quinn. She now has eyeball fingers. She's already crazy. You know what she's gonna do with this.
What's she gonna do with him?
She's gonna go even crazier. She's gonna kill the Joker. She's gonna take over the mantle of the Joker.
With what? Because she's got.
I don't understand why the eyeballs would do that.
Because they have minds of their own and they talk to her, and they're telling her to do all of these.
This is
crazy
a nice spin.
Things.
I like the spin.
I do kind of like the spin.
So these eyeballs are telling her she's going to become the new crime lord of Gotham, and her first task is to kill Mr. J, or put it, however you want to say it. She does that. Right? Now, one of the biggest baddies is gone. She just has to take out, you know, 1,000 more baddies of Gotham.
Wow.
But these eyeballs are also telling her to kill Poison Ivy. Now she's conflicted.
He just wrote a really good story for Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Because she loves Poison Ivy way more than she loves Mr. J.
I'm going to have to give it to Ketchup on this
one. Yeah, I got
to
give it to Ketchup on this one. Damn.
All right.
2-1.
Is this like best?
It's best out of five, yeah.
Okay.
So if Houston can take this one, he's got it, Rob. Are you gonna lose the title of Comics Explained?
That title was never on the line in the first place.
It is.
No,
the
it's
winner
not.
Of this will become the new Comics Explained.
No, they won't either.
Houston can do the voice.
Yeah, I have a very soothing voice.
Dude.
Very high pitched and squeaky. People love it.
Yeah, but they do.
Three.
Those ASMR communities are all about your voice, man.
2-1.
Robert Jefferson, leader of the Rob Corps.
Rob.
Biddy Potter.
The powers
the
of Chew.
The comic historian.
The powers of Chew.
The hell is the power of Chew?
Oh, you. No, you can't teach that. No, I know this one. He does it. This is great.
No, I know something. No. What are the powers of Chew?
Whatever he eats, he can see the history of where it's come from. He uses that ability to eat a piece of a dead body and see where they were killed.
I feel like I win this
because
but if
he, like, drinks
I knew
milk,
something.
He sees the cow
know.
It came out of. If he has like a vegetable, he sees where the vegetable came out of. If he eats a cheeseburger, he knows the cow it came out of.
Comic historian.
What a weird power to give to Rob and Betty.
Comic historian has been on a mission for a couple years to totally overthrow the Rob Corps.
Okay.
Now, comic historian's kind of been like, all right, Rob found success on YouTube, but what if he didn't? Is it possible to keep that from happening? So comic historian says, hey Rob, let's go hang out for a second. And Rob's like, yeah, sure, man, what's going on? And comic historian grabs him and just bites him.
Yep.
All right. Life of Rob. All right. Going through all these memories, he's like, okay, I know like what Rob did in order to become successful on YouTube, so I'm going to stop that.
Okay.
I'm going to keep that from happening.
But it already happened.
But he's got a time machine.
I'm giving this to Mustard no matter what, because I'm not going to give it to Comic Book Play. So no matter what your argument
is. I still want to give my story.
Okay.
I wasn't going to make Robert Jefferson a total a-hole.
No.
I was going to make him a good guy.
No. This is what I would do. So, all right, because this comic historian, he's got a time machine. He's intrinsically tied into the comic book community.
What?
I
have a time machine.
How does he have a time machine?
Don't, man, it's comic books. Shit.
It's
he's
not.
Got a time machine.
No.
Right? He stole Dr. Doom's time platform. So, he's got a time machine. He goes back in time, undoes the things that Rob did in order to form the Rob Corps and become Comics Explained.
So I've become Comic Historian and Comics Explained?
No. There is no Comics Explained.
I just get rid of you.
Yeah.
I accept that. What's your story that you're going to try to pitch me?
Well, you see, Robert Jefferson, he's ready to be a documentary filmmaker.
Documentary?
Filmmaker. And his whole plot, because he has this awesome camera that he can do this with.
Okay.
He's going to go biting random things and then make a documentary about it and where it came from. Like that desk right there. You take a little bite out of it, see where it came from, and make an entire movie out of that one desk.
I mean, I don't really see Rob biting desks.
He will if he has the power of chew.
No, I see that. Rob likes to eat everything, including desks.
Or
I mean, no desks.
Or he's ready to go. He wants to see. He wants to see the documentary of Starbucks and where one of their coffees comes from. So he goes. He gets a coffee. He drinks it. He sees it. He travels, shooting all of this where everything came from. And he just makes the world's best documentaries now because he knows exactly where anything and everything has come from.
I'm still giving it to
him. I know you're still giving it to him.
I like mustard. Mine better.
All right.
Yeah. But still, that's cool, mustard or ketchup.
You're cool. Mustard.
I am mustard.
Whatever you say, mustard.
Yeah. I like you, ketchup.
Ready? The final round of the all weirdest right. powers round. 3, 2, 1.
Mistress Death.
Kyle Rayner.
You can create kittens that shoot laser beams out, and you can command them. Kittens that you can spawn on a free whim. When they spawn, they can shoot lasers out of their eyes, and you have full command over these kittens.
So they don't have to shoot the lasers out of their eyes if they don't want
to. If you choose not to.
Okay.
But well, the kittens can shoot lasers.
They can, yes. Mistress Death.
Okay. It's been known for some time that Thanos has a thing for Mistress Death.
Right.
All right. And the idea was that, you know, Mistress Death was like, look, you know, I won't tell you what it is that you have to do to make me happy, but you have to do a thing. All right. Eventually, Thanos sits down and says, I've done everything that you've wanted, but you've never ever given me your attention. She says, there's one thing that you haven't done. And he says, what's that? She says, you've never destroyed the X-Men, the Avengers, and the Fantastic Four by yourself without using any extra powers. And like Infinity Gauntlet, Cosmic Cubes, or whatever.
Okay, but this would be by himself, so you had to rephrase that, but I get what you're going
for. So Thanos is like, well, I don't know if I can do that. And she says, well, I can give you the tools you need to pull it off. So lo and behold, the Avengers are sitting back at Avengers Tower. X-Men are doing whatever they're doing. Wolverine's wishing Jean Grey was alive.
That's what he does.
Fantastic Four being useless because Hickman's not writing him. And so Thanos launches an invasion on Earth. Now they all, like Thanos has ships with him. I mean, just
right,
ships.
Right, hundreds of ships.
Hundreds of ships.
I can see
people,
that.
People are just like, oh my God, it's Ashari or the Skrulls or the Kree or any number of things.
Nope, it's kittens that shoot lasers.
Out come these kittens. These kittens. Beautiful little meows.
Okay,
just fluffy,
meow.
Just huge fluffy.
I love your story,
fur.
Rob.
Yeah, just
I love
fluff.
It.
Just hold on, just fluff, fluffy fur.
But
they're amazing to the touch, and they're just like meow.
You
meow.
Just
and then
contradicted yourself.
And they look so beautiful. It's different because Mistress Death is
no,
having this time.
No, it's not all
right.
Different.
It's they're like these beautiful things. All right, this little balls of fur, little clouds descending on, and the Avengers are just like, oh, they're kittens, and they want to pet them,
They want to pet them.
And She-Hulk is just like, oh, they're so adorable. You know, and Carol Danvers is like, I'm kind of a bitch, but like, please make me not be a bitch for a little while. So it's like, hey, kittens that are cute. I'm going to be nice this one time. So she's petting the kittens. You know, and while they're all sitting there petting the kittens, having an amazing time, then suddenly it's just like, wah! And they just start shooting lasers out of their eyes. And they're going through the heads of Carol Danvers, and the Avengers are like, it's about time. And then like everybody else, and everybody else is like, no, they're coming after us. Like, the kittens are shooting lasers out of their eyes. And it's just fire and brimstone and death and destruction, blood coming out of the streets. The Incredible Hulk shows up, and the Incredible Hulk's like, oh my God, kittens everywhere. He's like, bah, 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 trying to like destroy these kittens. Or I just smash, like Hulk smash kittens. You know, like, this is like kitten bodies.
Oh,
yeah, there's just blood and guts and kitten fur all over the place. And just, you know, and then like all this happiness and adorableness is just going out the window, and Hulk's just like, smash this stuff. You know? Iron Man's like, what are you doing, Hulk? You're killing the kitten. He's like, kittens shoot lasers out of their eyes. And Iron Man's like, oh my God, you're right. You know, it's like the kittens start attacking Iron Man. They start shooting lasers in Iron Man's suit. He's like, ah. You know, and then like Captain America is like, oh, Avengers assemble, freedom, you know, whatever in the hell. And so like they start coming after Captain America, and they manage to penetrate his shield. He's like, nothing can penetrate my shield. And it's like, they're like, we can't. And they're like, nah. You know, so they're penetrating the shield of Captain America, and he's like, oh, and then he falls. And like, you know, then it turns into like Forever Evil and Marvel. Red Skull's like, we have to fight the evil kittens with laser eyes. And like Red Skull assembles all the villains together. And he's like, come on, guys, we got to pull this off. And then like Red Skull and all his villains are just like, ah, you know, because they're like getting shot with lasers. It's just like the anime things where it's like, ah. You know, and like the background's moving really fast with lines to show the intensity of the emotion, and like all these crazy things are happening, and it's the end times. Like Thanos is just sitting there in his chair, and he's like, yes, my minions, my kittens of doom, like let me like just feast on their souls, you know, and the kittens are they're just wiping everything out. That's my story.
It's a good
story. That's how I
feel. You have a lot to live
happened.
Up to, Houston.
Yeah, well, I already know I lost, but I'm going to try anyway. I have some plot holes in your story.
Like what?
Okay, yeah, he once again conquered the Avengers, the X-Men,
yeah,
with the help of an outside source.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
The entire story you were around was he had to stop them without the help of an outside source, and now he's an army of kittens.
Oh, but here's the difference,
though. Don't get me wrong, it's a great story. I would read that story over and over again, and I would buy it, but there's plot holes.
Here's the difference, though. Thanos did not need the assistance of an object that controls the fundamental forces of the universe.
Yeah, he needed the...
They're the ultimate Trojan horse. They're adorable kittens.
He needed...
Who's going to suspect adorable kittens?
He needed the help of Mistress Death because she is the one that made the kittens. Thanos didn't make these kittens. Mistress Death did.
Yeah, but
therefore,
like,
you didn't do the right superhero. You said Thanos did all this. You didn't say Mistress Death did all this.
No. Mistress, no. Mistress Death is
your
pulling the strings the entire time.
Your superhero was Mistress Death, and this was Thanos taking over the world to impress
Mistress
Death.
And here's the reason.
Anyway, Kyle.
I get to count it. Here's the reason why it works. It's because Thanos would not have done it had it not been for Mistress Death. She's the only reason he was able to pull it off.
Let's see if he can. You gotta
Kyle
give me help.
Kyle Rayner, White Lantern, ladies man.
What does that have to do with kittens and laser beams?
He's a ladies man. How do you think he's getting all these ladies? He's making these kittens appear like, oh my God, so cute, baby. And then, you know, the Guardians come to try and mess things up. Guess what? Laser beam kittens, shoot them. Guardians are gone. It's just, I can't live up to Thanos destroying them.
I mean, your story was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
And Mistress Death made it all happen.
But that is not the rules.
No, you didn't. Okay, what were the rules?
How did Mistress Death use the kittens? She gave them to Thanos, who then conquered the planet.
That's true, but has she not given the kittens to Thanos, he never would have conquered the planet.
But you can't just take the power and just move it to someone else for a better
No,
story.
Yeah, you can. No, it works fine. Yeah, no, because the idea is, what would this, like, you did not say, like, what would Mistress Death do?
It
I
is,
know, that's
no,
exactly.
No, no, no.
That's
okay,
the rule. That is
okay,
exactly
and
how the rules
are. That's what I've told you. Mistress Death...
If your entire story was Mistress Death conquering the planet.
No, Mistress
with
Death.
The kitten.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's going on. Like Thanos is just he's just an object there. He's like one of the other kittens, like a purple kitten. And Mistress Death is the one. You know, that's the way it works.
The rules work though, Rob.
Well, you're not looking at the story the right way, then. You're looking at it through the wrong lens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Regardless of our Twitch chat deciding that it would be Mustard the winner. You didn't use Mistress Death did not use the kittens, so I have to give it to Houston's crappy story.
I didn't even try, because I knew I lost.
Damn it.
I had a great story, and then you started going like,
your story was amazing.
It is amazing.
But due to loopholes, you have lost.
Wow.
It's okay. Everybody in the comments is going to say hashtag Rob was right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you'll see. Well, we'll see how confident you feel when I defund the hell out of comics tonight. We'll see. We'll see if your opinion still holds up.
Bring Houston his prize. The prize for winning.
Well, the prize, considering the last story, is Batcat.
Rob? Bat I'm a good sport. You can have Batcat.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. And that was our
thanks, dude.
And that was our first episode of Heroes Against Humanity.
Heroes Against Humanity.
That's the name of the show.
We have to do this more.
We will. Let us know in the comments down below if you guys want more of this. We'll probably structure it a little bit better. Maybe change the set to match it. But I think this was a lot of fun. I had a good time with it. I think you did. You should have won. If you literally just said Mistress Death Conquers, I think I would have given it to you.
I mean, ultimately, it was Mistress Death that conquered
everything. I mean, I gave it to you.
I mean, you can say what you want to. At the end of the day, while Darth Vader did all the heavy work, Emperor Palpatine was the one running the show, so.
Shots fired. I'm just saying.
Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us today. Our winner is, you know, they're both winners in my book.
Yay! Okay.
You We're told a better winners. Story.
We're both winners, which means we have to tear this in half and share it. So do you want the head or the body? Okay.
I'm a good sport.
At Houston _ H, at Comics Explained. Find them all over the place. Oh, let us know what you think about our little game. We'll do it again.
Thank you. Really?
You earned it, man. It's all you.
We'll see you later.